spring might seem far, far away, yet the MPS school year is about two-thirds over. So we're checking in again with Dan Graves. He's a second-grade teacher at La Escuela Fratney in the River West neighborhood. He's one of hundreds of teachers who began MPS careers in fall after many veterans retired last spring. When we last met Graves in November, he was struggling with some aspects of the job, such as teaching all subjects in English and Spanish.
Everything is having to build background knowledge, and it's expounded like 100 times because for 3/4 of the students that I work with, Spanish is their second language.
Other things also were weighing on Graves. His young son was about to have surgery, report cards were due, and Graves' teaching certification program meant 20 hours of work each weekend. Today, he says, things are looking up.
Not as overwhelming. Half of my alternative certification program has come to completion. So I don't have to write out all of my lesson plans now. I have to do one, and it's a lot more manageable. I still write out my lesson plans, but it's not as step by step as I would have if I had to write it out and, you know, hand it in.
Graves also is finding ways to incorporate his love of nature into the classroom. He used to teach at the Urban Ecology Center. This morning, he's lecturing about bats to students sitting around him on the carpet.
¿Qué más? Oh, yo tengo una pregunta. Mira. Yo nunca he visto un murciélago en el invierno.
Graves says he's had help figuring out how to fit in environmental education.
I'm really grateful for my co-teachers here at Fratney for, you know, kind of coaching me on how to help, you know, design a unit like this where you can actually use, like, I guess my skills, the things that I'm good at. So it takes a lot of planning how you're going to integrate the standards that we need to meet for second grade into those units.
Most importantly, Graves says, he's seen his work pay off.
There's one student in particular, who's done a tremendous job and has made giant leaps. I really care about him because he always tries. He's like the hardest worker. He's still a little bit below, you know, where he needs to be, but he just tries so hard, and I've seen him grow so much.
Meanwhile, Graves says, after a steep learning curve, he's becoming more comfortable in the job.
I also think that I've kind of caught a rhythm of the type of things that second graders need. You know, at the beginning there, I was like, just still trying to figure that out. Like, well, what do we know? You know, what do we need to know? How are we going to get there?
While Graves has been settling in, his schedule remains pretty full. He and his wife have 3 small children. By summer, they'll also have a new baby. Graves says he's up for the challenge.
I can handle just, you know, 4 of my own kids. It's a matter of having 18 kids that are not your own.
We'll check in with Dan Graves again before the end of the school year. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.